Welcome to UVC News, the channel in which we discuss issues around the world. We are here with Luis and Isabella, and we are going to talk about artificial intelligence, also known as AI. People have different perspectives about it. Some think that it can be helpful, while some others think it can be catastrophic. This is why, in this radio program, we're going to talk about pros and cons of artificial intelligence, taking into account data and interviews.
Hello listeners, how Chaparro said, we will describe and tell different points and issues we should discuss. The first point we'll discuss is how can artificial intelligence become harmful and affect us in a big way. And the second issue to be discussed will be how can people be helped by AI.
Taking into account the information that Umanya just provided us with regarding artificial intelligence, now we will continue with some interviews that will give a certain people's perspective on AI, what's their opinion about it, what use they find to it, and some pros and cons to add to our own list.
What do you think about artificial intelligence?
I think it's a very important tool for us humans to advance in many fields in science.
How do you think it would be a good use of it?
I think in science we have to manage a great amount of information that sometimes is difficult to gather, let's say, in one single person mind. So, for example, in medicine, it would be very useful for diagnostics and, for future research.
What do you think about artificial intelligence?
Well, I think it's a good tool to be able to do things, but I don't think we're using it correctly.
Why?
Because I think it is being used to make things that we're not supposed to do. Students are using it to make their work, the work they're supposed to do, and things like that.
What do you think about artificial intelligence?
I think artificial intelligence is a good tool for different uses, but we have to use it carefully.
And like, what do you mean by use it carefully? What would you recommend people?
Well, as any tool, one first needs to know how to do things first to then being able to use it. Because also remember that most artificial intelligences today do not have correct answers or can make mistakes.
What do you think about artificial intelligence?
I think it's a great great thing that's happening, but I'm a little afraid about how humans are going to use it, because it might be very helpful and very forward to looking a lot of improvement, but it also can be very damaged to us, to our professions, to our doing, and also to the kind of relationships you can develop with each other.
So now that we have explored the interviews, we can come to the conclusion that some people could find AI very helpful, especially in certain fields like science and medicine. This also shows that AI can help us advancing and can make some jobs easier and faster for us. AI can be beneficial rather than harmful.
Our conclusion is that it's true that AI can be harmful, but there are more things that artificial intelligence can do that can help the humanity. We are not the only ones that say this. Also, well-known sources tell that AI is special, and unlike many others, we also said that artificial intelligence can damage many things. As Vergara said before, there are many places where AI can be very useful, like hospitals and even airports. Based on our interviews, we can conclude that many people think that AI can be useful for different aspects like medicine, science, and even to do things and activities easier and faster. In the other hand, people think that artificial intelligence can make us very lazy and can replace work of others. Here we have Chaparro for the ending.
Thank you for tuning into UVC News. We hope you enjoyed today's program as much as we did. Remember, you can catch up on any news you missed on our website, uvc.com. Join us next time for more interesting and useful content. Until then, stay tuned, stay informed, and stay curious. And don't forget that there are always new things to learn. This is Isabella Chaparro signing off.